313 in our book, hymn book. 313.
Strengthen with might by your spirit in our inner being. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, grant it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strengthen, O Lord.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are everything. Hallelujah. Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of glory.
He is the great I am. The Alpha and Omega.
In our white book, number 125 in the white book, shall we stand as we sing?
This who stands between God and man. His eyes are as a flame of fire, his fan is in his hand. John saw him in the seven churches as the sun in brilliancy. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he? He's the Lord of glory. Is he the everlasting Father throughout eternity? Behold, what manner of man is this who sits upon his heavenly throne? He rules and reigns from heaven above his beloved and his own. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the rings of David is he. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he? He's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful. The Prince of Peace is he, the everlasting Father throughout eternity. Is this who spoke to the prophet at the well? Everlasting life I'll give to thee, for richer than none can tell. And whosoever shall drink of the well shall live eternally. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he? He's the Lord of glory. He is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega. Father throughout eternity.
Now let's take our seats, and before we sing the last verse, let's catch our breath. And are you doing okay on those verses? It's like a tongue twister sometimes. You try to fit the words to the music and it doesn't work. You could just sort of make it up as you go along. But if you don't get them in the right spot, at least notice what you're singing. Because they're good verses. And then when we get to the chorus, that's the best part. He is the Lord of glory. He is the great I am. You know, that's the name that he has been given, especially we find that in the Old Testament. But Jesus attributed that, claimed that as his own name in the New Testament. You remember when Moses asked, you know, I got to do a job that I don't really want to do. Anybody here got a job that you're doing that you really don't want to do? No, you're not supposed to do that in front of the guests. Just more staff meeting is going to be longer than it ever was. Now, yeah, sometimes we all have jobs to do. I guess I should have raised my hand too. We have a job to do that we're not necessarily wanting to do. Now, what was I saying that for?
Moses.
Oh, Moses. Thank you. There. Moses. Moses didn't want to go before Pharaoh. Moses didn't want to lead the children of Israel out of, who would have wanted to do that? What a job that was. A tremendous, tremendous job. And he was praying, you know, get us out of here, get us out of, we don't want to be in Egypt, we don't like this place. Okay, I'm going to use you. No, send someone else. Anybody but me, send him. I'll just stick around here. I don't want to do that job. And then the Lord argued out with, or Moses argued with the Lord back and forth in Exodus 2 and 3. Moses had all the kinds of excuses in the world. Same excuses we use today. Testify. I can't testify. I can't speak well in front of people. And Moses, you know, I stutter. I can't do that. You can't do that. Okay, then Moses, let me just ask you one question. Who made your mouth? I guess you did. Okay, then use it. And forget about that. Okay, well, you know, they're not going to believe me, Lord. Who should I say sent me here? Who am I going to say? I can't say I'm Moses. They're not going to listen to that. Who should I say? Oh, tell them I am. You what? That's your name? Tell them I am? Who's the one that sent you here, Moses? On what authority do you stand here before me in my presence? Well, I am sent me. Who? I am. No, you're not. Who is he? I am. Well, who am what? I don't understand. Well, not I was and not I will be, but I am. And it's kind of like I'm always amming. I am. I always was. And way back when you say I always was, I am. Because I always am. What are you? Well, what do you need? Well, I need a little boldness right now because I don't want to do this job. I need a little strength right now. Well, that's who I am. I am kind of fill in the blank. I'm what you need. I'm the Lord of glory. I am the great I am. We had this the other day. Remember some of you that were here. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end. And by the way, if you need any more clarification, my name is also, according to what Isaiah wrote, my name is Wonderful. And I'm the Prince of Peace. And I'm the Everlasting Father. And I'm throughout eternity because I always am. Not only do I have no beginning, but I have no end. And you know, that's the one in whose presence you sit tonight. You sit in the presence of that kind of a God. A God who is, who always was. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He's the Prince of Peace. He's wonderful. He's Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of His government and kingdom there shall be no end. And here I sit in His presence. And then I have an opportunity to pull out my hymn book and sing 125 and sing those very words that just thrill my heart because of who He is, the Lord of glory, the great I am. My voice is three-quarters gone. Some of your prayers are being answered. I'm praying the other way you pray. I don't know which way you're praying. But I can't really sing the way I'd like to. And I never could sing the way I like to. But I mean, I can't even sing the way I used to. But I would like to really sing with all my heart. He's the Lord of glory. I don't want to just dribble it out. I don't just want to mumble it out. I don't just want to fall out kind of. He's the Lord of glory. He's a great I am. I mean, He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's a, but I want to put my heart into it. You do too, don't you? I want to put everything in there because He deserves everything. And when I sing that, as Sister Shelley said, I mean, I just want to just stand up and say Jesus is wonderful. I mean, I just want to say He's big. I mean, I just want to say He's great and He's special to me. I just want to tell you that that's who He is to me. And that's who He is, I guess, all of us. I hope He is. He's the Lord of glory and the great I am. We're going to sing the last verse, and we're going to get to that chorus, and you make it all twisted up in the verse. I don't know what the words are. He's alone enough to try, like the woman at the well. I don't know. It was coming out. I got it all out. I don't know if I got it all out in the right spots, but I got it all out. But especially when I get to that chorus and I sing, He's the Lord of glory. He's the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, Lord, let it ascend, not from my voice and through my lips and out my mouth, but, Lord, let it ascend from my heart, through my voice and lips and out my mouth. Let me ascribe to You the honor and the glory that is due unto your name. And you know, as you do that, you'd be surprised that in the short hour that we have to spend here tonight, if you just open your heart to Jesus, the King of Glory shall come in. Amazing. That this great I Am wants to come in. To come into what? To this? Yeah. No, I don't know why. And you don't know why either, but he does. As a matter of fact, he made you for that purpose. He made you so that he might indwell you and come in. He wants to fill you with his glory. He wants you to open up your heart so that he can come in. And as we lift up our hearts and we open our hearts, the King of Glory shall come in. And there's a whole lot there in that psalm that tells us who he is. He's strong, he's mighty in battle. That's who the King of Glory is. So if you'd lift up your head and open up the gates in Jerusalem, he'll come in. If you open up your heart tonight, I dare say that he'll come in as the King of Glory, as the great I Am. Let's sing that last verse. Behold, what manner of man is this who speaks to the maimed and dumb? He says, thy sins be forgiven thee, take up thy bed and walk. He stands as the mighty healer, and he cries, look unto me. Behold, what manner of man is this, what manner of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.